There are three types of men in this world. Ones who want the perfect girl, ones who just want a girl, and of course, the ones who just want some pussy. And there's nothing wrong with either three based off of, or according to, their reasons and actions. Learn to accept the opposite sex for who they are. Don't linger in cancerous relationships or dwell on anything that can turn negative. Dwelling on things you cannot overcome is meaningless. Continue on to dwell, though, because what I have come to reason with, or better yet, understand is, comfort is one of the key pieces to life. Less stress equals more life. My theory is that we can never be perfect because of sin, but we can reach our mind and body's own version of that perfected state. The feeling of being mentally perfect is better than being literally perfect, in my personal opinion, and based off my studies of human nature. I feel like life works better when you have to work for your peace slash comfort. Many people would disagree, and I understand why initially a red flag in your mind would wave back and forth. Many people in the world have success and wealth, and even many, many more want the same thing. Obtaining these achievable fantasies can take you down many roads. While on your road, though, I want you to always try and remember one key thing. Appreciate the peace you currently possess. Nothing at all is wrong with focusing on your future or even wanting better things in the future. But don't allow those future goals slash fantasies to tamper with your current success. What you will grow to understand one day or the next is that no matter what you want in this future, it will always be based on what you're doing in the present. The present is very important. The future cannot work without the present. Now, after my mini one-on-one on life and living it, have either of these three types of men listed above ever come into your life or reside in it currently? I'm a Libra, so I'll address the females that are currently in a stable relationship first. No diss to single women, but the purpose of these words are to motivate your conscience to understand who the woman in your heart really is. As humans in general, I really truly feel it is very important for you to know who you really are. Very important. The more you know yourself is the more you will know what you won't go for, whether it's a job or friends, even food. Last but not least, when it comes to self-understanding, you will have the best grip possible when it comes to relationships. Relationships matter so much in my personal opinion because being lonely is something the mind has to be forced to understand. I feel that we were meant to be with someone at least, something two or three, but to each his own. Anytime the opposite sex can make you feel a certain type of way, then there's a reason behind that. Positives are always looking for a positive, but will take a negative because there's always the possibility of making that negative a positive. Possible, no guarantee.